hike to Dumbracken.
Oh, what's that? Oh, a wallet. It looks like that. Okay. Oh, hey, sir. Hello. Hi. Hey, hello. I know you're on the phone. I have your wallet. Don't put your finger up at me. This is your wallet. I think you dropped it back there. Yeah, this is his. That is 100% a picture of him. Yeah. Sir. No, don't get in your car. What? No, don't get in your car. Wait a minute. Don't get in your car. No. No, sir. Wait. I have your wallet. Wait, sir. Oh, God, I'm... Oh, I'm so unfit.
I'm coming, sir. Don't wait. Don't worry. I'll find you. Oh, God.
Hey, Dunbracken, coming at you live. It's Dunbracken 105.7. And so the mayor has announced that the Big Cave is to open this week. Which was, as we all know, once the site of a great tragedy after part of the salt mine collapsed. But the mayor has claimed that now, instead of trapping townsfolk, it will be a lovely little tourist trap. More on that later, however, as we are now joined by a very special guest. I'm here with the one foot in front of the other marching band.
That's just Afioto. Afioto
for short. Thank you so much.
Is it just a wee song? Just a wee song?
We'll do the song at the end. Not now.
Oh, sorry. I got overexcited.
What have you got going on? Tell the people that are listening, please.
Believe it or not, Dunbracken is actually where the most of our records have actually sold. So, you know, we got to come down and, you know, give back to the people, you know.
The fans, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We were number one in your Dunbracken top 10 last week with our hit song.
We will get to your hit song at the end, don't worry. I actually don't listen to music. I find it's not good to take work home with you, so I try to steer clear of music when I'm in the house, you know.
What do you do to unwind then? You read any good books?
Yeah, I found like this really weird ancient text. I've been reading that.
Is it the Bible?
Was it Ulysses by James Joyce?
It's more ancient than both of those books.
Is it written on a slab?
It's written in human skin.
Which is the title of our new song.
Written on human skin. Now, Jerry, can you tell me a bit about the inspiration? Because it was at your birthday party when you first had the idea.
It was at my birthday party when I first had the idea.
So what happened here was the idea came to us at Jerry's birthday party, and Jerry's the one who had the idea.
Human skin, you see, is actually the biggest organ in the body. And like, what's a crack? It's only used for one thing.
Sweating.
Aye. So we says, there must be more use for this skin stuff.
And what happened was I was talking about tattoo plans. Because tattoos are written on human skin when you think about it.
Mind
and that's
blown.
Where the idea came to us.
That's so interesting. It's really good to hear like the proper detail. You know, you don't get to hear it straight from the artist.
We think we owe the people like explanations. Because a lot of songwriters, they want people to make their own meaning. But we're not about that. We want the people to know exactly what they're meant to be thinking about when they're listening.
And let them know that they can use that great human skin for more than one thing. Which
Sweating.
Did you know that human skin, use number 8, you can write on it? So you could have wrote your wee questions down.
That's so true.
It also retains memory if you eat it.
If you eat skin, you retain memory. Is that what you just said to me there?
That's what I just said to you there.
So say the ancient text, if I ate some of the skin that was dried, would that still give me the same kind of feelings? Or would I have to find someone's alive skin?
We're not experts now.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No, we're artists. Not we're not
sure.
Scientists.
I'm learning a lot today. Look, I think, you know, we're coming up to the end here. I think it's time. We're going to get to what our listeners all really want. We're going to play one foot in front of the other marching.
That's what?
Ofioto. Ofioto.
Ofioto.
Yep.
I'm so unprofessional.
It's not that difficult.
I know.
The song is called Written on Human Skin.
Thank you so much, one front in front of the other marching band, for coming on today. Ofioto, thank you. This has been Roger for Dunbracken 105.7. Signing out. Thank you so much.
Hello? Sir. No, I'm not trying to sell you anything. Just look at me. Look at me. Roll down the window. Stop. Look. No, I'm...
I'm not trying to sell you anything, sir. I have your wallet, please, please. Sir, sir, don't drive off, don't drive off. Oh, what am I doing? Oh, my God. Please let me in, sir. Oh, God. Stop the car. Please let me in. No, sir, please. It's okay, little girl. Stop crying. Please, just let me in. I have your wallet. Stop swerving. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, is that broken? I think my arm's broken. I think my arm's broken. Oh God. Oh, just snap it. Fuck. Oh my God. No, I can do this. Yeah. Okay. Just check his. Okay. What's the address? Oh, is that blood? Oh my God. That's my blood. Oh. You've still got the cough?
Yeah. Still had the cough. Had a cough for the last 2-3 years.
Ah, it's tough, man.
It sure is.
Do you ever think you're going to come back then? Well, I guess while you've still got the cough, you can.
I still got the cough. Can't go back to work.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, here's your half work's pay. Here's your check.
It's a bit demeaning me come in like this.
I mean...
You could just mail it out.
We have to prove that you still have the cough.
Oh, hey, Hudson. Still got it?
Yeah, you know me. Still got it.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, good to see you, too. I don't know who that is.
Oh, everyone knows who you are. There's really? Only 4 of us at the minute.
All right, yeah.
We've had a bit of a downturn. We had to lay off Sam because, well, we're still paying you half pay.
Yeah, that's appreciated. And, you know, you have to.
We do have to.
Yeah. I mean, you're the reason I have this cold and this cough that won't go away.
Yeah, that was agreed in the settlement. It was just expected that it was a common flu as tested by the doctors. So
yeah, that's what I had hoped. But, you know, this has been rough on me. My child thinks I'm some sort of monster. My wife, she loves it, to be honest. But you know, now I'm scared that I'll get better and that it won't be the same. But, you know, it's tough having to choose between your wife and your child.
Have you tried?
You guys have really caused me a lot of hardship.
We're paying you half pay.
Yeah, but my life feels incomplete. I have half a family.
Couldn't you just explain to your child that you're not a scary monster?
She's only one. She doesn't understand yet.
Have you tried not talking to your child?
Oh, really? You wanted to take that away from me? I can't read my bedtime stories to my child now. You just want me to silently put her away and then just stare at a corner? She would hate that more. Every time I come in here, every month, I leave more upset than when I came in.
So, if I can gather the pieces of this right, for 2 years, you and your wife have loved you having this cold, and now suddenly it's an inconvenience because you have a child now?
She just likes the voice.
So that didn't result in the child, no?
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that. Oh, no. We're currently trying for a second. Do you think if I get better, that won't happen?
No, I don't want to make any reason why you wouldn't want to get better. I hope you get better soon.
I mean, my throat's like sandpaper. It hurts even when I eat ice cream.
I don't know what to do with that, Tom, but here's your check.
You wanted to see how I'm doing? I'm not doing great. I can't eat without being in pain.
Maybe if you were to put the body to work, then it would start to improve.
I can't believe that you're trying to do this again.
Maybe if you come back to work.
I'm not ready to teach yoga.
Come back to yoga, Tom.
Can't do it. What? Me, officer? No, I didn't see anything unusual. Really? Someone get stabbed? Oh my God. No, I didn't see anything. Just over there? Oh God, that's awful. No, I haven't seen anyone or anything. No, this is all my own blood. Don't worry, officer. This is all my own blood. I won't bore you with the details. I'm just trying to... I have a
No, it's not my wallet. No, I mean, it's not, like, I didn't steal it. No, I didn't steal it from someone. I'm trying to get it back. No, hey, get off me. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh God, what have I done?
Hey, Jamie, Alex, first of all, I want to say condolences about your dad. We were close friends, but as you know, he was a big fan of the town fair, and I'm trying to bring it back, and we always had this handshake agreement that we could use as fields, so I'm hoping you two might also honor it. How do you feel about that?
I mean, we're sort of inundated with obviously some other family business right now, but...
Of course. Sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
Sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
He was a great man.
Yeah, I think... I mean, what do you say?
Could you not have waited till after the funeral to ask us to use the fields?
That's a good question, and no, I can't. The fire marshals really want some of the paperwork submitted early, and one of the first questions is, where will it be held?
Okay, could you not have, like, stalled for, you know, even a few hours just while we deal with some of this stuff?
I mean, I initially came around during the wake and thought that was inappropriate, and,
Yeah, that would have been inappropriate.
It just seems to be, like, a very busy...
Somehow this is worse, Paul.
It is a bit,
I mean, Uncle Joey, the fire marshal, is carrying the coffin?
Yes,
and so he's not going to be needing that paperwork right now?
No, but I need to get it submitted. It's like an online form. I've been trying to avoid him. Whenever he shut down the fair for what I now agree are good reasons, I said some very unproven things.
Paul, most of the town has sort of down tools for this, and you're here with your clipboard.
It's just because it's winning. I keep losing the papers otherwise.
I mean, like, every other person in town is at this funeral.
As I said, yeah. It wasn't like a legal agreement, it was like a handshake agreement. I just didn't want to fill out the form without consulting you two first.
Oh, geez. Well, all the better then that, you know, this is a matter of urgency for all the reasons discussed, and especially because it's a handshake.
And technically, we don't own those fields yet until the will has been read. Those fields are technically in probate.
Okay, Do you know who is the executor of your father's will?
Look, Paul, you're not going to speed up processes by doing this.
I just need, like, an in-principle idea. If it changes, it changes. But,
yeah, Paul, we don't know who's getting what yet. That might go to our sister, who's in France. She's not here.
Never here?
Yeah, we contacted her and she didn't really want to get involved. Oh. So your field might be in France, Paul. Handshake might be on mainland Europe.
It's quite possible. Your father always spoke very positively of her. I mean, I think your sister, I know whenever she came over, we often had tea with her and your dad, and she was over quite a lot.
I haven't seen her in ages.
You sure? She was over, like just weeks before your...
Interesting.
I mean, I was there, and I'm rarely the first person on an invite list.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah, I think we'd both agree on that.
I've done a lot of self-reflecting. Like, I'm willing to accept that.
I mean, there was a reason why you weren't invited to this funeral, but yet here you are, clipboard in hand.
I mean, me and your dad were good friends. I just assumed I didn't need an invite.
Thanks. Really means a lot to us at this time.
Yes, sorry, I misread that.
Really? No, not at all. Come on in.
I'm sorry.
Let me take that clipboard for you. I'll put it somewhere nice and safe.
Okay, I apologize. I have a lot going on right now myself. And didn't mean it like that.
No. It's always good to catch up. So, Paul, what's in your plate right now?
Well, it is a lot of forms.
Are you burying your father today?
I mean, it wasn't that long ago either.
Again, what happened at that fair was a tragedy, which is why I'm surprised you're trying to organise it again.
I had been cutting the corners on safety. As I said, I got into shouting matches with the fire marshal, and I realise now I've taken something away from the town that it really loves, and I would like to be better. That's all I'm trying to do here.
Is this not to pry too much, but I think we're owed it.
Of course, anything. I owe your father that much.
Is this a polling thing?
Yes and no. Yes and no. Part of it was that I thought if I was a better person, maybe she'd take me back and a better person would try to right their wrongs. But now I do genuinely think that even if I knew for sure that this wouldn't affect her opinion of me, I should still go ahead and do it. And the other part is I would also just like to set a good example for my daughter. And I do miss the town fair. I'll admit I've made a lot of mistakes.
Are you going to have the fair on one of the weekends when you have Katie?
That would be preferable. I would like to think that even if it's not, Pauline would let me have her on that weekend. That's assuming she wants to go back. She still struggles with petting zoos. It was a very dramatic experience. But, I mean, all kids suffer drama. I mean, you know.
Not at the hands of their father in quite so dramatic a way involving donkeys and parrots.
Are you trying to say there won't be a petting zoo this time?
There will be one, but last time I just got a guy on Craigslist. This time it would be like a proper petting zoo with insurance and the right number of cages and everything.
Sorry, Jimmy. Condolences. I've just come to pick up the flower arrangement. It seems that I'm a couple of flowers short here from Ian's funeral. I'm missing the F, A, I, and R from the arrangement. If you happen to come across them, just could you send them back to me?
So it was a F, A,
I, and R. Yeah.
Paul, I don't suppose on your travels up to the house that you've seen any flower arrangements missing from the hearse.
I am trying to be better. I am trying so hard.
Excuse me. Hiya. Sorry, can I talk to you for a wee second?
Me?
Yeah. Hiya.
Hi. Hi, how can I help?
Hiya. I live in the house behind your house.
Oh, so it's nice to finally meet you.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Dan.
I'm Matt. Hiya.
Lovely.
I noticed the other night you had, you know, fireworks and it was...
Yes, sir, of course.
Bonfire night type thing.
Yeah.
And that was great.
Sir, could you open your gate?
Night.
Thank you. I've worked hard on them.
I'm trying to die.
You make them?
Yes. Well, I make the arrangements. I don't make the fireworks themselves. That'd be ridiculous.
Sir. Yes, well, we all make arrangements of some kind.
Well, no, there's an art to it. You know, it's like the New Year celebrations. They don't just line them all up and do matches. It's a whole choreography to it.
I have your wallet.
It was a nice display. Did you have a lot of people over then or what was the...
Oh, no. That was just for me.
Oh, it was just for you. Just some solo fireworks.
Yeah.
And you allowed all of us to enjoy it. I'm very...
Well, I mean, the sky's for everyone.
Sir, could you open your gate and have your wallet?
Well, the sky is, I guess. Yes.
Commander, I have a clear visual on a stabber.
Sir?
Waiting for confirmation to take the shot.
The issue I have, though, is that when you let off fireworks, and I'm not too bothered about the noise.
Sir?
I don't have any kids. I do have a dog, but he's deaf. So, you know, fireworks don't really bother
that's
him.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was a terrible accident.
Aww.
Sir, could you open your gate?
But whenever the fireworks go off, you know the wee sticks that they're attached to?
Yes.
Fall out of the sky, and a load of them have landed in my garden.
He's aggressive, he's trying to climb a fence.
I don't have the strength to climb your gate, sir.
Oh, he fell.
Oh, okay. Well, you can keep them if you want.
No, I don't want the rubbish, but they are yours.
Oh, I'll happily collect them. They have great resale value.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They're resistant, obviously.
Well, suppose they've been blown up once.
Oh, multiple times.
Oh, you reuse them?
Yes. I'm so sorry. The trajectory must have been off. They usually land back in my garden.
Oh, so you plan it to that extent?
Absolutely. It's an art.
Okay. Very, very nice.
Sir?
Is there any other occasions of the year where you let off fireworks?
Well,
just so I can be prepared.
Well, last weekend of the month is payday, so I usually do that.
Sir?
Okay.
Valentine's Day, my birthday, Christmas, New Year's, Halloween.
What date's your birthday?
31st of December.
So you combine that on New Year's Eve?
Well, I do my fireworks birthday during the day.
Day fireworks, and then the evening ones for your...
Yes, that's for New Year's, yeah.
Right, okay.
I just want to go to the hospital.
And you say payday as well?
Well, you know, you got to treat yourself.
Do you have any money left after the fireworks every month? Like, this must cost a lot, plus the holidays... So you maybe...
Oh, I skipped the holidays for the fireworks.
All right, okay.
You got to trade one for the other, you know.
Right.
We're all tightening our belts here.
Yeah, cost of living crisis and all that.
It's really rough.
Yeah.
I have your wallet.
I mean, that's why the fireworks display was a wee bit meager, but...
Oh, God.
The Dark Knights highlighted a bit more.
Exactly, yes. I can tell you're an artist, but yes, if you could just pick up your sticks when you're done.
Oh, that's great.
That would be fine.
I'll just throw it.
And the dog won't attack me or anything?
Well, if I'm not in, he might see you. I mean, he's only deaf, but yes, you could sneak around him.
I just want to go home or to the hospital.
How about I just do it right now while you're here? And
well, good luck. You'll be upset if I'm not there.
No, I mean, we go to your house together.
Oh, okay.
It's just that every time I walk past your house, your dog just jumps out like the window and growls. And
oh, he's gearing up to throw something.
Well, I just threw it.
I think, yeah, it's all the bright lights, I think, of the fireworks. He doesn't hear them, but he can't see them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Bit of a Philistine, your dog, then.
Well, he's deaf, so there's not much he can do about that.
Sir!
Hello, and welcome to the Big Cave.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, folks. My name is Jim. I will be your Big Cave tour guide.
Hi, today. I'm Nick.
Sorry?
I'm Nick. Hi.
I'm Samuel.
Nick and Samuel.
Hi.
Congratulations, you two are the only people on the Big Cave tour today.
That's very exciting, Nick.
I booked a day off work for this.
This is great.
That's great. Well, you've got the whole run of the Big Cave.
Can we run?
No, you must not run.
Okay.
In the Big Cave. I have to go over some rules. Nick. And what was your name again?
Samuel.
Samuel.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Jim.
Jim. That's a lovely name, Jim.
Wish I could see you, but...
What's that? Sorry.
Is it short for anything?
No.
Okay.
Samuel is long for Sam. Nick is just Nick.
It's Nick of Fee.
Oh, wow. Sorry, Nick.
That's all right. I go by Nick.
Okay, that's great then.
Excellent. We're all friends now. No running in the Big Cave.
I'm sorry I asked.
No flash photography in the Big Cave.
What about torches or anything?
I will get to that shortly. No torches in the Big Cave. No external, artificial, or imaginary light at all in the Big Cave.
Nick, shut off your imaginary light. I know you're thinking about it.
How is this police...
They'll know. They'll just know.
Okay, I won't think of it. I'll just think of an already bright place.
That'll do. That'll do. There will be no opportunity for you to go backwards in the Big Cave. You must only go forwards.
That's exciting.
The cave is in a loop.
That makes sense.
Because we've parked a car here. I was worried.
Under no circumstances, stop moving in the Big Cave. But don't run.
Don't run. Don't stop moving. Question, Jim.
Yes?
What happens if we stop moving?
He'll get to that. Don't interrupt him.
Thank you very much, Nick.
It seemed like that was the end of the rules. I'm sorry.
I felt like there was more.
Are we listening?
I'm listening.
This is very important safety information.
I'm listening. I can't see you, so my hearing is real strong right now.
Please don't ruin this. Like, I don't want to get kicked off another tour.
I'm not going to.
If you break any of the rules, you will be kicked off the tour.
So, if we stop...
Yes.
We'll be kicked off the tour.
Correct.
Well, Adam, how do we get kicked off the tour? Well, we have to go backwards?
You must never go backwards.
Come on, he just said that.
So getting kicked off the tour leads to finishing the tour?
Sooner than normal.
So you have to run?
No, you must move quicker than you would if you were normally on the tour.
Like Olympic walking.
Whatever you think, Samuel.
I thought there was going to be like a shark or something that would eat you if you stop moving.
No, we're landlocked here in the Big Cave.
That's good to know.
You keep interrupting him.
Sorry, are you finished?
The tour has not begun yet. The tour has now begun. Start moving and don't stop, but don't run.
Oh God, okay. That's so many instructions.
Put your hands out in front of you.
Do I look back?
Don't look back. Don't. Keep moving. That's it. To your left is part of the Big Cave.
Ooh.
Can you see anything?
No, but you can feel it.
Is more of the Big Cave.
Ah.
Touch the rock.
Oh, that's a rock.
Don't stop to enjoy it.
Oh, no. It's very slimy.
Keep moving. Keep moving.
Mine wasn't.
There are bats above you. Don't look up.
Oh, God, okay.
If you look up, I think he looked up.
I started to look up, but I stopped.
Keep moving.
Don't ruin this.
I almost looked
up.
Keep
moving.
Okay. Okay, I think we must
There's a chasm.
Oh, God.
To left and right.
Oh, God.
Okay. Don't look. Oh, don't move left
Keep
or right.
Moving,
yes. Keep moving.
Should I put one foot in front of the other, like a tripwire?
Stop in the center of the path.
You said to never stop.
I'm walking in the spot.
I'm keeping moving.
Good. That was the test. He is technically still moving, even if he is on the spot.
Phew, that was close.
Keep going. Move it.
Oh, God, no.
Don't run.
I'm not running. I'm slow. But I'm not too slow.
Please stop.
No.
You have reached the end of the tour.
Oh.
Wow.
You're now... back where you began.
Oh, that was...
That was great.
Incredible.
I love that.
Welcome to the tour of the big cave.
No, we just...
Yeah, shut up. I want to do it again.
You just did the tour.
I just...
There are rules in the big cave while you're on the tour.
Is this an infinite loop?
You, what did you do? You interrupt him.
Always keep walking while on the tour.
I'm Samuel.
Hello, Samuel.
What is your name?
My name's Jim.
He told us that at the last tour.
No, but I... Does he not remember us?
No.
He's being polite.
Flash photography on the tour. No artificial, natural, or imaginary light on the tour.
I want to go home.
Oh no. Oh no.
What's happened, Nick?
I thought of a flashlight.
Nick?
I... Oh no.
Oh no.
Ah!
Nick is Lee! Ah!
There will be no going home.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Conleth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, including the weekly town newsletter, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Marcus Keeley, Laura Conlon, Drew Henry, Jared Donnelly, Kieran Sands, Christine Clark, Mark Henry, and Kevin Johnston. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.